The Rescue of King's Crown. So this is what you're going to listen today. Hey, my little kid out there. You're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And now, let's give it a hear. Far, far away from all seas and rivers, there lived a very kind-hearted woodcutter named Arjun in a very small hut with his discontent wife. One day, after returning home, he gave all his money he earned that day to his wife, and his wife got upset. And she said, "I can no longer tolerate these rusted copper coins. But I'm working very hard every day, honey, to earn these. Don't give me these stupid reasons. Look, look, look at our neighbors. Her husband is a fortune teller and he brings gold coins every day. So, what can I do about that? You can do a lot. Why don't you become a fortune teller? We can earn a lot of money, honey." "No way, I think I cannot do that. I don't know anything about fortune telling."
"Never mind, honey. But I have decided you are going to the market as a fortune teller tomorrow. You just need to roll the dice and just tell the people something good about them. It's as simple as that." Arjun tried hard to make his wife understand, but he couldn't. Now he had no choice. So the next day, he sold his that tool from which he used to chop the woods. So he sold that tool to buy dice. Then he found a suitable place to sit down. But not so late, there came running the wife of one of the king's minister.
Oh, great fortune teller! I'm the wife of king's minister. Please help me find my lost ring. It was given to my husband by the king. It's very precious. The last time I remember seeing my ring was before I took a shower. Can you please help me?"
Now Arjun was speechless, as he didn't know what to do about that. But at that time, he noticed a hole in the dress of the lady. And he said,
"See a hole. What do you see? Tell me. What else can you see? Tell me more."
"A hole."
"A hole?"
Yes, a hole. The minister's wife remembered, and she rushed back to her house. And she found that she has placed the ring in a hole on the wall. And she became so happy. And she offered gold coins to Arjun. Now Arjun reached back home and gave that coins to his wife and said, "Somehow God has helped us today. I don't want to test his kindness tomorrow, darling."
Don't be silly, please. If you want your wife, you better remain as a fortune teller.
Now Arjun again had no choice.
Meanwhile, in the palace, the king seemed to be worried about his stolen crown. No fortune teller, literally no fortune teller, could predict his stolen crown. Then the minister came and said to the king,
King, if you just let me, I shall bring a fortune teller who helped find my wife ring today. I think he can help us."
"All right, then bring him."
The next day, King's man brought Arjun to the court, and they asked him to find the lost crown by tomorrow, which was too early. Arjun was afraid and said,
"But your majesty,
no buts or excuses. The crown is my dignity, and you are my last hope. If you fail, I will cut your ear or slice your nose. Now you shall leave."
Arjun got horrified on hearing the king. With fear, Arjun walked out of the court and he began to blabber in his native language, where the eyes is called Kana and nose is called Mukha.
"Kana Mukha, Kana Mukha, Kana Mukha, Kana Mukha."
While he was passing through the jungle, suddenly two persons came down from the bush and said,
Oh, you are fortune teller. You are so great. Please forgive us for stealing the king's crown. I'm Kana and he's my brother Mukha. Please don't tell about us to the king, please. We won't steal anymore. Please trust us."
After hearing these thieves, Arjun said to them, "Okay, don't worry, I won't tell anything to any of them. Just place the crown back to the palace. Can you do that?" So Kana and Mukha did what Arjun said to them. They placed the crown back to the palace. Now next day, Arjun reached to the court to tell the king about the crown. Now the king became so happy on seeing the crown. He was so happy that he offered Arjun all sort of richness. So, my little kid, you need to tell me that what do you think about this story? What do you think about Arjun and his wife? Of course, we do agree that Arjun got into trouble because of his wife's greediness. Yes. But what did you learn from this story? I think what we really need to learn is Arjun's kindness.
I think his kindness was enough to help him find the way in his difficult times. Right? So let's be kind always. Yeah? So what do you think about Arjun? Did you like him? Do let me know. Write me on teampandamama@gmail.com and let me know that. What did you like about Arjun? Yeah? But now, we need to sleep on time. Close your eyes. Close. And say good night, Panda Mama. Good night.